started. I know it's a little earlier than usual, but well, in any event, I hope you can still thank you for being here. So today I have the great pleasure of introducing Professor Tatsushi Nishi. Professor Nishi is actually associate professor at Osaka University, and he's with the Mathematical Science Department. And there they actually have a center, which is called Center for Mathematical Modeling and Data Science. And he actually obtained his PhD degree at Kyoto University with Professor Hasebe. Professor Hasebe is one of the, you know, sort of big-name people in PSE in Japan. And at any rate, so Professor Nishi joined Osaka University in 2006. And his research comprises areas like systems optimization, supply chain planning and scheduling, multi-robot robot control, public transportation, and also discrete events. And the main thing is, in terms of his research, he's actually also associate editor of IEEE Transactions and Automation Science and Engineering. The thing about Professor Nishi is that we've had a collaboration now for quite a few years, so occasionally I have the great pleasure of having him here coming to visit. So, and lately, he's been working on the topic, as you can see, data-centric approach for supply chain optimization, and that's basically the topic of his presentation. Okay? So,
thank
Professor
you.
Nishi, welcome. Thank you for giving us
a good opportunity to introduce my work. Firstly, I'd like to introduce this year, in this February, Professor Shinji Hasebe has already retired. This is an opportunity for final talk at Kyoto University. So as you can see, he is my previous boss, so supervisor. And I think maybe from April, he will go to another department. And so I think maybe he will retire. But you can, he has more time to do his research also. So as you can see, is Professor Noda. He's working on operation management, front alarm management. Professor Kano is working on, he's also a professor in Kyoto University and data approach, database approach for process control. And so this is our family, graduate from Kyoto University. He's Professor Ito, Professor Nakaiwa, some young people. So if you go to PhD conference, you can see Japanese here. Okay. So this time, I'd like to talk about many things on my research. So the first 10 or 15 minutes, I will introduce my recent research. And then I'll talk about three topics. One is server-based heuristic algorithm for capacitate branch commodity network design program, and simultaneous optimization of product configuration and supply chain planning, considering customers' participation in product design. And the recent topic is machine learning approach for identification of objective function for streaming programs. So maybe I think the stream of research is related to data-centric approach for supply chain optimization. So here is the introduction of Osaka University. Osaka is the middle of Japan, and this is the Osaka University is a very famous research university, and as you know, Kyoto University is second. Tokyo University is first. The Osaka is third ranked university in Japan. And there are many students and professors, 1,000 professors, and also we have many staffs, and we have also three campuses. And if you come to Osaka, please come to Osaka University for the visiting. So my department is engineering science. So we have also engineering department and also science department. And engineering science is the middle so we can provide them the PhD of engineering, also a PhD degree of science. So both we can provide. So the characteristic is more basic than engineering. So we have engineering aspects, also the science aspect, both. And recently, we have mathematical science department. So as you know, data science is received much attention from recent years. So we have developed data science department for integrating all of the lecture and instructions for data science. So this is Center for Mathematical Modeling and Data Science. Also University. So this is my introduction. So I took PhD in Kyoto University and chemical engineering, process system engineering. But after that, I moved to another department. So now I'm not working on chemical engineering recently, but it's related. So assistant professor also Kyoto University and associate professor at Osaka University from 2006. And recently, I'm doing visiting professor of Beijing University of Chemical Technology. It's related to chemical engineering. And also some visiting professor of University of Hamburg. And the research area is here. So I'm I have course, discrete optimization, graph theory, operation research, intelligent mathematical programming system. I was one of the associate editors of IEEE Transaction of Automation Science and Engineering. An impact factor of this journal is much better recently. It's in 2014, it's 2.1, but recently 3.6 recently. So after I become the associate editor, it's increasing. But now I already retired, so I did 7 years of associate data. So I have three teams. One is scheduling, the second is supply chain optimization, and the third is discrete event systems. So I briefly talk about a recent topics on that. Also, I'm working with industry, semiconductor factory automations, and railway scheduling automations, and petroleum chemical industry automations. So I'm doing many collaboration with Japanese industry, like semiconductor, railway transportation, and petrochemical industry. So my scheduling system has already implemented in the Japanese petrochemical refinery plants. So this is my research full view of my research. It's supply chain optimization. So from supplier, manufacturer, transporter, customers, and from the aspect of strategic level, tactical level, operational level, and our means control level. So the target of the system has been expanded from single machine to single factory and large factory and large company. So this is one of the topics for recent project. So I'm doing a dynamic model construction platform for collaboration and optimization among enterprises in smart supply chains. So this is 4-year project started last year. So what we do is to provide a dynamic factory model. So it's written by some dynamics of so the company can collaborate each other by exchanging information of dynamic model. But we have to make it standardized. As you know, recently, from the aspect of Industry 4.0, so we have real factory, And also we have virtual plants. So they are working together to estimate how it happens. When some disruption occurs or some uncertain event occurs, how it works. But the main difficulty is how to collaborate with each other. So the basic things we have to do is to standardize, make it standardized for how to describe the simulation model itself. So we have function and behavior, and so this is XML description and some optimizer here. And also, so there are some factory model here. So we should collaborate each other by exchanging this kind of information. So we developed a dynamic model electrical library to describe this kind of simulation model. So we'd like to propose this kind of format to ISO or some other place to be standardized. Okay. So another thing is game theoretical approach for real-time optimization of equilibrium solutions. So they have a common model for dynamic model. So we can provide some solution approach for optimization of this kind of dynamic systems. Okay, so I explain some of my work very briefly about it. So one is Lagrangian relaxation and cut generation. So the production scheduling problem is very hard to solve. This is one of the combinatorial optimization problems. So many people working on production scheduling problem with Lagrangian relaxation. So original problem is decomposed into single-level subproblems. It is provided by Professor Liu. And but if you decompose into single-level subproblem, how to make obtain global optimization problem? So maybe additional constraints will be required to derive better robot. And we have developed a novel dynamic programming equation with three structures. So as you can see, there's five jobs here. So the jobs are interconnected by the constraints. So if we eliminate all constraints here, so it can be decomposed into single level job subproblems. So we can solve by dynamic programming recursion for each subproblem if all constraints are removed. And it can be solvable by dynamic programming recursion and order n, h, machine, number of machines, number of time horizon. But quality of robot is not good. So we can auth some additional constraints. But if we auth original constraints, makes it very hard to solve. So we propose some constraints shown with tree structure. So it can be without increasing computational time, we can derive in linear time with the tree structure. And raw bound is much better. This is Lagrangian relaxation with continuation or hybrid job scheduling problems. So this is one of the logical dental decomposition with Professor Ignacio Grossman. And we have this kind of automation systems, like multi-stage systems with automated guided vehicles. So this process one and process two, the vehicles routing is important for the transportation between these processing systems. So we have to optimize production scheduling of each process and the routing of automated guided vehicles with conflict-free motion. So we applied logic-based Bender's decomposition, as you know, with process exhaustion of work. The main component is master problem and sub problem. So if we solve master problem and fix it, then sub problem can be solved with some main decision variables are fixed. Then we can add constraints, cuts to eliminate infeasible solutions from here. So this kind of work is applied to bi-level decomposition algorithm for simultaneous production scheduling and conflict-free routing for automated guided vehicles. This is appeared in computers and operation research. So we're also working on public transport optimization, railway crew scheduling. So one of the work is related to railway rolling stock planning and also short-term rolling stock planning and also railway crew scheduling problems. So it's not familiar with you, so maybe. Okay, so this is recent work with mass heuristics. Have you ever listened to mass heuristics? It's a combination of the meta heuristics and mathematical problem. So one of the application is split delivery vehicle routing problem for crude oil transportation. So in Japan, we need some crude oil from Arabian countries. And we need loading planning from loading place to midpoint, and then we'll deliver this kind of crude oil to the Japan. This is unloading planning. So this kind of problem is formulated as split delivery vehicle routing problem, and we have developed column generation approach to the SIP scheduling problems for international crude optimization. And recently, we have applied dynamic programming-based mass heuristics approach for dynamic bus allocation problem. So as you see, the bus, it has a lot of bus. So each ship has to assign for each bus. So this kind of problem is called dynamic bus allocation problem. So we have developed dynamic programming based mass heuristics for the dynamic bus allocation problem. This is appeared in Annals of Operation Research. And also, this is simultaneous optimization of production planning scheduling, planning of warehouse layout. So for example, so the warehouse layout is one of the difficult problem, and also we need to optimize production planning and warehouse layout simultaneously. So it is appeared in Omega journals, and our paper has been recognized as most downloaded Omega article in 2017. So recent work is related to airline crew rostering for optimization. And this is appeared in last year, in European Journal of Operational Research. And this is selected as EJOR ATER choice in last year. So for discrete event systems, so we have provided a general decomposition approach for Petrinet decomposition. So if we can derive Petrinet model for the discrete event systems, so we can optimize the Petrinet optimization problem very efficiently by using decomposition approach. The main idea is to decompose the original Petrinet into several subnets. So for example, there is one original patternet here. So if we have shared places, then we can copy them to describe it to independent systems. Then we can derive solutions for each decomposed subnet and integrate it. So this kind of work has been recognized in the recent works. And also this kind of approach has been applied to so general conversion of interpolation problem into patternets. For example, we have interpolation here. So we can use a commercial solver like CPREX or Globi directory, but so without using this kind of methods, we can convert it patternets. So for example, if we can convert interpolation problem to patternet model, we can use reachability analysis there. So by using reachability analysis, we can generate variety inequalities there. So if the variety inequality is derived, we can add this kind of inequality to original interpolation model. It may help reduce number of combination for solving this kind of interpolation problems. So this is appeared in information science. Impact factor is 4.3. So this is very interesting work. So this is one of the new approach for discrete optimization. Okay, so this is the first talk. This is a cell-based heuristic algorithm for capacities merge community network design problems. So as you see, the network system is very important for recent structure. So as you know, Society 5.0 in Japanese stream of the research line. So the people and device are connected each other by using internet. So network design will be becoming most important in future. So for example, the layout design of warehousing systems and transport system designs, communication systems. So all of the systems can be modeled as network systems. So So for the network design problem has been known from previously. One of the famous problem is there's a candidate of graphs, origin and destination. So we can derive the graph and flow quantity from origin to destination. So this is known merge community network design problems. There are many flows. So in 1984, to determine the selection arcs and flow of commodities and commodities diluted from its origin to destination, satisfying total capacity constraints. And we are working on dynamic multi-commodity network problems. So previously, it is static problem. But we need to consider recently with time-dependent systems. So maybe the commodity should be rooted from over time horizon. So it can be applied, for example, as time-tabling problem, and also there are some conflicts there. It's not static situation. So dynamics of commodities, the conflict and traffic jam can be modeled by using dynamic merge commodity flow. But it's not many works working on that problems. And also connectivity is one of the important idea. For example, so if we select some graph, it should be connected. Like internet or some traffic systems like that. So connectivity of selected arcs has many applications in real-world systems. So our works are related to dynamic multi-community network design problem with connectivity constraints. So there are a few works working on this dynamic multi-community network design problem. But recent works related to some specific graph. It's not general graph. So some works are working on the conversion of the problem into time-space networks. But as you know, time-space networks has a lot of dimensions there. So it's very difficult to solve. So this work is not all appeared yet, but I will present it. So I propose formulation of dynamic multi-community network design problem and effective local search algorithm. So problem here we need to solve is the maximum cost flow to minimize total cost consisting of fixed costs and transportation costs given the network set of nodes, set of arcs, set of commodities from origin to destination, and the capacity of each arc, and fixed cost, transportation cost. Also, we consider dynamic time periods. And output is network design with set of nodes, arcs, selection arcs, and flow connection in the real value. So we have flow conservation constraints, our capacity constraints, and also connectivity constraints of the selected arcs. So this is our formulation. So main idea here, we apply two-stage heuristic algorithm that is based on neighborhood search that repeats the direction of the selection arcs and linear programming for multi-community flow problems. So the conventional method of working on that original problem is converted into time-space network and static multi-community network design problem, and some heuristic algorithm is applied, like slope scale, Lagrangian perturbation heuristics. So our proposed method is initial generation graph and solve it dynamic multi-community problem. And if we fix some generation of fixed graph, we can solve dynamic multi-community network design. Multi-community network flow problem is linear programming, and we can use neighborhood search. So this is our idea, the cell-based heuristics. So the graph is decomposed into cell, each cell. The cell is one of the concepts that includes minimum loop. Like if you consider some cell, so this has a loop there. So if we can partition the original graph into a lot of cells, we can construct neighborhood very easy with a connected graph. So if we choose three cells, we can derive three neighborhoods. So this is one of the selection arcs. Then, for example, the current selection arcs here. So we choose two cells here. So by using two cells, we can change a set of arcs with connectivity constraints very easily using two cells. So if we use if we don't use the concept of cells, we have to search entire selection of arcs and selection of nodes. So the search space becomes so large. But if we use the neighborhood based on self, we can derive neighborhood structure very efficiently. So this is a proportion of property of K neighborhood self. Proportion 1 is all selection of R can be represented by self. So it means optimal solution can be represented by self-based neighborhood. And proportion 2 is self-based neighborhood solutions always satisfy connectivity. So we don't have to check any procedure to check the connectivity by using the neighborhood structure. So by using cell-based neighborhood, we can strengthen the search by using another component, like identification of search using flow information. If we choose some congested flow, we can intensify the search using flow information. And redundant arc alienations, subtle alienations, network size reductions, and also variable neighborhood search. So size of neighborhood is changed according to the search times. So this five idea, we can improve the search during that. So this is applied to layout design of automated guided vehicles with number of nodes is 100, and number of arcs is 371. So this is some layouts of automation systems, and we can derive optimal layout, guide path layout there. So as you can see, it's number of demand here. Cplex requires 10,000 seconds. But our proposed method can derive the same level solution with 1,000 seconds. So maybe our proposed method derive a solution with 100 seconds with 7% gap. So this is applied to general graph structure. So improvement of cell-based heuristics to general graph structure here. So using some time-space network to eliminate some unreachable arcs for each time period by using backward and forward calculations. And also we applied variable size of neighborhood. So this can help our computational results for benchmark instance for capacity, fixed cost, multi-commodity network design problem. So if the number of commodities increase, and this is, I think, maybe commodity, yes. This is north, and this is us. So so the CPS cannot derive solution 100 commodities, but we can derive feasible solution there. But performance of the proposed method is not better than Cplex in recent currently. But our proposed method generates solutions with large scale problems. Also, we compared with ant-quantization and soft scale average and perturbation methods. Okay. So this is the work on cell-based heuristics for dynamic multi-commodity network design problem. Okay. So then I will present simultaneous optimization of product configuration and supply chain planning considering customers' participation in product design. So this is modular production. So for example, Nissan common module factory. There are four modules, like engine, compartment, cockpit, front underbody, and repair underbody. So each module has appropriate variation. So we can choose. We can choose, like, this kind of body is better, or this kind of parts is better. So there are many selections there. So recently, the customer can choose the appropriate modules from there. So this is each company has to do modular production, to produce a large number of modules and manufacture a variety of products by assembling them. So this is customization. Customers can choose the color of them and also the size. So we have to consider the customization issue, how to fit the customer's request, and also the bike. They can choose the parts from the selection. So what we have to do is to estimate customers' decision making in this here. So what we like to do is to model the customer's behavior in the modular selection. So in order to do that, our challenge is to integrate product configuration. The customer choose product and the module of configurations. And the company do the supply chain planning, like the selection of facilities, selection of suppliers, production products, inventory, and distribution. So how to connect each other for the this kind of problems. So we propose simultaneous optimization, product configurations, and supply chain planning, and the optimization model, considering customer's preference and purchasing behavior. So conventional works related to product configuration problem and supply chain planning problem as studied separately. So they are proposed the model only considered product configuration problem and supply chain planning problem. So simultaneous optimization of product configuration and supply chain planning. So there are some works on there. They are doing some two-phase model and integrated model and circle belt model. But it's single period. It's not considering customers' purchasing behavior there. So our approach is working on the new multi-tiered model for mass customization, simultaneous optimization of product configurations and supply chain planning using customers' model based on the customers' purchasing behavior. So how to use this kind of approach is game theoretical approach. The leader is a manufacturer, follower is customers, or leader is customer, follower manufacturer. So we formulate bi-level problem, simultaneous problem, and reformulate it into single-level subproblem, and obtain exact circle-level equilibrium. So this is a figure. Customer request the product configuration request to the company, and so there's some BOM here, bill of materials here, and in the bi-level optimization model, so the company develop supply chain planning considering customers' behavior. then stamps available to provide to them, and the customer's satisfaction is evaluated. And so in order to do that, so the company has to consider customer's purchasing behavior there. So here, the product is composed of the several modules, and it has function. And there are alternative selection. So one product is replaced by some composed of some modules there, and it has function. And supply chain planning problem is to determine the production volume of products and the procurement volume of modules and the operation of production sites and the selection of suppliers. And modules are supplied by supplier and transported to production sites. Products are manufactured by assembling some module at production sites. So this is formulated as mixed integer planning problem with dynamic production configuration problem and supply chain planning problems. So main formulation is circuit breaker gate model, and the leader is manufacturer, the customer is the follower, the customer's decision making. So manufacturer's problem is supply chain planning problem, and the customer's decision-making problem is some formulation is similar to the NAPSAC problem. So there are some selection of the modules, and they will choose, determine the choice of the production product module within the budget constraints. So we can derive Sackler-Wilkins equilibrium for this kind of problem. So this is bi-level formulations, like maximization of total profits according to the constraint of customer's behavior. Customers try to maximize their profit under the constraints for each customer. So in order to solve them, bi-level planning is solved. So there are some way, like iterative optimization and single-level formulations and nested evolutionary algorithms. So our approach is to reformulate bi-level planning into single-level optimization problems. So without using direct reformulation methods, we use derivative selection. So transpose the forward optimization problem to some constraints based on the duality theorem. So review objective function forwards and also two kinds of constraints, the duality, dual optimality conditions and dual feasible conditions there. So the formulation is totally equivalent to original bi-level planning. So this is a computational experience, and okay, so this is ongoing work, so maybe we'll discuss this Professor Ignacio Grossman and how to solve this kind of problems.
We still have time if you want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to look at the results. Yeah, you can go back.
Yeah. Okay, so just last topics, I'll go very quickly about it. So we are doing some data analytics methods for the database descriptive optimization. So one of the what we are trying to do is to model construction by using data from the input and output information. So we don't know the mathematical model from the original programs. So what we like to do is to developed mathematical model automatically by using the data. So one of the application is production scheduling program. So we don't know the mathematical model for the real world problems. So in order to formulate the better mathematical programming, we need specific knowledge on the mathematical programming problems. So we are using some machine learning methods to estimate objective function of the problem first. So in order to do this, so we solve single machine scheduling problems exactly by using interprogramming method. And so try to estimate what is real objective function from the real data. So by using some instance and outputs, we can train the data, and if we apply to untrained model, so we can estimate what is real objective function from the data. So this is a technical thing. So something is related to rank correlations, and this is the future, and we use 3 layers neural network to estimate the output of the objective function. So this result is much better. So for example, so from the data, so weighted completion time, weighted lateness, and weighted number of tardy jobs, lateness, maximum lateness. So accuracy is it's about 95%. And this objective function is 93%. So it's much better. And also, so if we use objective function for estimations, the accuracy is much better. So from small size and large scale problems, so the average of estimation accuracy is 93%. So using rank correlations and value of the objective function. So for this kind of firm objective function, we can estimate through objective function from the data. So what kind of future? So this is extracted by using random forest for the machine learning method. So we can see that from the significant feature is the objective function 5 is a setup cost. And also the rank correlation, this is priority of the weighted weights and processing time. So this is related to Smith's algorithm. So some scheduling problem is optimal solution is derived some using Smith's algorithm there. So this is a future to identify the objective function for the progress. Okay, sorry, it makes a lot of time. So we are doing this kind of data-centric approach for the supply chain optimization, and we will use this kind of approach to estimate mathematical model for the automated construction of the mathematical model from the data. Okay, so this is the end of my presentation. So.
Well, thank you very much. You definitely covered a lot of material, if you remember all of it. But we do have time for questions, comments.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming and visiting with us and for your talk. Have a question on your first project on the network flow, multi-modal network design.
Yeah.
So you're applying this VNS meta-heuristic, so you're doing all these local moves. Every time you do a move, you have to solve an LP.
Yeah, right.
So how tractable is that, and do you do anything, anything elaborate, like warm starting those LPs, or trying to do the local moves in a way that the LPs can be warm started? Do you do any of that?
Yeah, actually,
we're talking about millions and millions of LPs, right, that you have to solve.
This depends on initial solutions. Actually, using some methods, so...
Different card.
Yeah. So, the key steps, so initial generations at this time, initial solutions optimized, actually using greedy heuristics. That makes it much faster if we can try to do some good initial solution. And we don't use some learning approach for the parameter, so we don't use some parameter tuning for that problem, but this kind of neighborhood structures, so we can solve large scale problems much efficiently.
Do you know how many iterations do you go through that loop? How many LPs you have to solve for a standard size problem?
3,000 or more. 3,000 to 5,000 times. Yeah.
So it's not good.
Any other questions, comments?
Yeah. First, thank you for your talk. My question has to do with the PetriNet representation of the 0-1 problems. So you have a procedure that transforms mixed binary programs onto these PetriNets, and then you derive certain inequalities which are valid for the original LP, right? So how expensive is this transformation? I was checking the paper and the results. Well, only with two. You come up with two inequalities which are not very trivial to find, and you improve the computational time, but it didn't say anywhere like how expensive is this whole translation to the PetriNet and back from the PetriNet.
Yeah, actually, the transformation is not... It's linear time. It's not much computational expense, but... If we convert into PetriNet, usability analysis has much more expensive. So in order to do that, so we have to solve MIP to derive valid inequalities. Mm-hmm. So the key idea is to extract structure called CFON. CFON structure is related to the deadlock for the PetriNet. So we have to enumerate all structure of the CFON structure, and then we have to eliminate some deadlock situations and add some control place to eliminate infeasible solutions. So that's the conversion is linear time, so it's not much expense. But
so it's not about the conversion, but the actual processing.
Yeah, reachability analysis we have to solve. In my people.
Thank you.
Other questions? Maybe just a quick one. On the bi-level optimization problem, you mentioned you convert it into a single level by taking the dual of the inner problem.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Now, one usual approach is to use mixed integer constraints for complementarity conditions, right? I got it, you're not doing that, right? So basically, but the only reason you can really use duality is because the problem is linear. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So if you had some non-linearity, could you extend your approach?
It's very good point. Actually, we are doing some extension of this approach to non-linear problems,
right.
But iteratively solving. So we need iteration of some... iterative algorithm to solve this kind of non-linear problems, but it's not exact. So heuristic method.
Yeah, because with the mixed integer, you would get the exact with the non-linear as well, right? So.
Sometimes it makes it becomes non-linear,
sure.
But we don't know how to solve exact solutions for this kind of problems.
Okay. All right, well, I think with this we reach the time limit. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, so Professor Nishi will be visiting here till this week, so he'll be available. So
we'll
especially with the students, if we could organize some meetings then. All right, okay?
Thank
you then. All right. If anybody else wants to meet with him, by all means.